Shops were shut and security was tight in the capital Nairobi, where police deployed tear gas against stone-throwing demonstrators in the slum of Mathare. Tear gas was also used to disperse crowds in the port city of Mombasa. Last week's rallies in several cities turned violent, with 6 people killed, according to the Interior Ministry, as rights campaigners accused police of taking a heavy-handed approach towards the demonstrations. Opposition leader Raila Odinga, who lost the August 2022 election to President William Ruto, claims that the poll was stolen and has held a string of anti-government rallies this year. But as soaring food prices pile pressure on households, many Kenyans say they cannot afford the disruption caused by the protests and have little hope of seeing improvements to the economic situation. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.